Please insert credit to begin playing this game. First, Scott meets Knives when she drops her books. And soon, she's giving Scott some big googly-eyed looks. Cause when Sex Bob On plays the song, then it's on. And everyone at the party can't help but sing along. And Kim Pine is surly, and Wallace is gay. And Steven's rocking the stubble, and Stacy's on Scott's case. And young Neil is chilling sorta in the background. And that's the characters you need to know right now. Cause look, before you know it, Scott's having some weird dreams. In subspace, the girl's just making deliveries. Amazon.ca, that's the web address link. And Scott spots the girl at the party with a drink. So he stalks her for a bit, but Julie's cock blocking. Man, she's such a bitch, can't stand when she's talking. But Sex Bob Bomb's set to play the live show, and Scott's ordering CDs in futile hope that Ramona would deliver them. And look, here she is. Scott and Ramona get comfy pretty quick. Then the live show comes up with Crash and the Boys, and Knives and Ramona both are in the front row. And just when the band's set to open the night, Matthew Patel jumps out the sky and wants to fight. And so takes a hero from this volume to the next hit with Scott's epic journey through Ramona's evil exes. But I gotta believe Scott will still have his finest hour, wait and see. Flashback, we see Scott and Kim's past in tandem, and Scott saves Kim straight from River City Ransom. Just a weird dude with glasses that we've never seen before, and Kim and Scott are deep in puppy love before you know it. But that's just the past, so back to present times. Scott forgot that he was still dating poor Knives, and Ramona meets the crew as Knives plans revenge, and Scott fights another of Ramona's boyfriends. So Lucas, Lee, and Scott engage in skateboard antics, and Lucas grinds the rail just a bit too frantic, while Knives fights Ramona and Scott wins by default, and the ladies do battle in your local shopping mall. Knives fights a bit and calls Ramona a fat one, and Scott gets a call from some chick named Envy Adams. And Sex Bob Bomb is set to open live instead for a band called something like Clash at Demon Head. So the gang heads down and gets ready to fight, and this badass bionic chick's the drummer for the night. And just as you think things couldn't be more crazy, the basis for Demon Head is Ramona's ex-baby. But I gotta believe Scott will still have his finest hour, wait and see. So the gang and Clash at Demon Head are set to drop knowledge as we flash back to see Scott and Evie back in college. And Scott harbors feelings and still harbors some loss, and now he's faced with Todd, the mystical vegan boss. And Todd's got like telekinesis in his fist. I've never seen a vegan do nothing like this. Scott and Todd do battle up in the department store, and the force of their fight causes the building to implode. And Scott's stressing out about Ramona's exes. She seems to switch between them pretty fast without a question. And Scott's torn up the way that Envy Adams hurt him back before she wore expensive boots and started touring. Later, Ramona and Envy battle in sync when Ramona swings a hammer that has +2 when she swings it. And just when Envy grabs the upper hand and tries to clap a bit, Knives saves the day cause all she wants is Scott's happiness. But Envy catches Todd cheating with that other hoe though. Scott and Todd do battle with bass guitar solo. And just when you think that all's lost in the streets, Todd gets arrested by the vegan police. Huh. But I gotta believe Scott will still have his finest hour, wait and see. It's moving day as Kim moves into the story, and Steven freaks out cause Joseph says he can't record them. But wait, before we move on, because I never stated it, Kim and Knives were caught making out when they were wasted it. Back to business, so now Scott's gotta move. So he moves in with Ramona, but nothing is going smooth. And just when Scott thinks that things couldn't get more funky, Ramona's next ex is a girl who's kinda chunky. Oh, and Knives' dad is steady thrown in the mix, and Lisa, a girl from Scott's past, is blowing him a kiss. And Scott gets a job, realizes that it sucks, and pretty much Scott's got it going pretty rough. And just when he almost gets busy with Lisa, right, Scott realizes that Ramona's who he likes. I mean, not just likes, but rather likes or loves. And Scott tells Ramona how he feels, level up, and gains a sword, bonus points for Ninja Gaiden references. Knives' dad leaves cause I guess that he's respecting him. Scott and Ramona steady trudge straight ahead, and everything is great, and it's just like he said, yo. But I gotta believe Scott will still have his finest hour, wait and see. Scott wins the party and Ramona finds it boring. Her hair is growing longer and Sex Bob Bomb's recording. They're playing live shows and Knives is coming over, and Scott's trying to figure out the future with Ramona. Kim and Ramona get drunk and talk about Scott. Scott cheated on Knives just like Ramona thought, and so brings the issue, is Scott the good guy? And just then Kim gets caught in Scott's fight. So now Scott deals with two evil twin fighters, and Kim's the one stuck in the cage as Scott fights for her. And Scott's victorious, but now we read the story as Kim leaves town and Ramona is feeling sorry cause she says she's done some bad things in her life, and still Gideon is waiting as the final fight. Scott attacks his brother cause he's got shades like Gideon, and in the end he calls Scott saying that he'll be killing him. So that should bring us up to date with all the media, and if you need some more information, check Wikipedia. Big ups to Brian Lee O'Malley, Oni Press, and get ready for the big day coming in 2010. But I gotta believe Scott will still have his finest hour, wait and see. We'll be right back.
Thank you.